Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan, association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
Talk about is the country is under a deep freeze. I don't know about you, but it's cold here. It is cold out. Welcome to winter. And a lot of stuff going on. And still relatively quiet as far as all these ape ships coming in. I was noticing that this portal opening in the sky that everyone wants to refer to as space rocket launches, which it is not. But someone put out a video that the same phenomena was caught on film in 1937. The same kind of teardrop in the sky phenomena. Ships coming in, and yeah, that's not what they're going to tell you. They're going to tell you, hey, it's space rockets, and 80% of the public will buy it because they don't really care, and the other 10% will be like, well, assume it's a lie automatically, and the other 10% will waver on what exactly is it. So we're all somewhere in there. You know, it's going to be part of the blue beam, the cosmic events that are coming, and I told you there was ape ships coming in, and CERN has been busy for years opening portals, bringing creatures in, and, you know, they have the cosmic event, what they call the event planned, and so all this stuff happening, so it surprised me a bit that there's phenomena in the sky going on, only to those who are asleep, those who are awoke can adapt. Nothing surprises the awoke, because they're awoke. A couple of things I want to talk about. Looking over the headlines, and, you know, I get really sick of always having the lizard family in our news. I don't know how everybody else feels about it. I just get tired of it. I get tired of seeing the Queen's lizard face. And, you know, the whole Prince Harry, Meghan Tranny thing going on. And, you know, William and Kate, his tranny. And, you know, it's just a tranny fest. And I'm tired of them throwing this garbage in our faces. And, you know, that royal lizard family will never be a part of America's family. Seriously. They're just, they try to wheedle their way in, and around, but, you know, this is America. And Meghan Markle, she's from Canada. She lived in, where was it, Toronto, Ontario. They said, oh, she rented a house there during a show, but her parents are from there. And so she's Canadian. They're trying to sell her off as an American. And not that we really care. I'm just saying, you know, whatever charade games they're trying to play. And she's they're all trannies, folks, and Harry's a shapeshifter. He's not even human. He was replaced as a young boy along with William. They were replaced as young boys because they were questioning the death of their mother and they didn't want to deal with the boys, so they replaced them. And from what I heard years ago, and I've talked about this on my show before, you know, Prince Charles, I couldn't even think of his name. They didn't even like the boys because they were Jews. The reason Diana was chosen to breed with Prince Charles was because Prince Charles, none of that lizard family had Davidic bloodline. They weren't even qualified because they claimed Davidic succession of the throne. None of them even had legitimate Jewish blood. And I'm talking real Jewish blood, not this fake Turkish Khazarian stuff that the Jews are passing off now. Oh, we're Jews, and they're actually from Turkey, and they're not even real bloodline Jews. But Princess Diana had the bloodline to King David. She had legitimate bloodline, Jewish Israelite bloodline. And so that's why they bred with her, brought her in to breed the two boys, to give the throne legitimacy, because it was getting out that they were illegitimate squatters on the throne and not really qualified heirs, as they claim that that is Davidic bloodline on the throne. That's Moravian. And so she had the boys, and no one liked them because they had legitimate Jewish bloodline. And then when they killed off Diana, the boys were presenting a problem because they wanted to know what happened to their mother, and they didn't want to have problems with them, so they killed them off. And we've been seeing this fake Harry and this fake William growing up all these years. And you always know it's a fake when they start shape-shifting, because real humans don't shape-shift. And so, you know, a lot of times you'll see politicians shape-shifting stuff. And I've explained that a lot of people are being have been replaced, obviously, with lookalikes. And when they put clones and synthetics out there as human, they will become filled. They'll become habitations of devils. And they shapeshift. And so that's why when you look at some people, it's like he's totally shapeshifting in this news conference, in this appearance, in this red carpet, whatever, where the real one didn't. And so sometimes you can always tell when they're replacing them out because of the shapeshifting. And so, you know, there's clones and synthetics that, you know, have been walking amongst us, playing off as humans. I've told you what a problem it is. People are just waking up to that, and that's why there's so many anomalies on seen on TV, and they'll say, oh, it's liquid crystals, just, you know, a television digital breakdown, whatever. No, it just catches them, because when they went from analog to digital, digital doesn't hide a lot. Digital will just show you in between realms a lot, more so than the analog did. And so, other things going on, was reading about General Mattis taking 1,000 Marines and going and visiting Gitmo. And so, you know, I just remember a couple shows ago talking about how Obama and Hillary needed to be in Gitmo, that would even be good, too good of a place for them. Because you need to get rid of these characters. How do you kill people off in 2017 or send them to prison when you can just raise up a clone? Case in point is with George Soros. You cannot kill the man. Now, we heard last December that he had a heart attack and was dead. And then this December, the same story was circulating around. Oh, Soros had a massive heart attack Christmas Eve and he's dead. We heard that last year. We also heard the Queen was dead last year. And they propped her up all year. The only one they admitted to being dead was Rockefeller. And, you know? And so, how do you get rid of a character? Because they just clone them and prop them up. And so maybe what you do is you throw them all in Guantanamo. And that way they can't resurrect themselves anywhere they want to prop up a clone. You know, Obama has 12. Hillary has like 4 or 5. And she also has the lookalikes. And, you know, it's just you can't get rid of these people because what they do is they prop up fakes and use them as the face of all their criminality. You know? You know, the Clinton Foundation was a front for the deep state. But you put Hillary and Bill's face on it and they're the ones, the face of the foundation, they're the ones who go down with it, where their real controllers always skate off into the background, into the sunset, you know? And so they just put faces on all their different crimes and on these crime families where their real controllers are just deep in the background. And so, you know, what do? You haul up the entire cabal, the Bushes and the Clintons and Obama and end the character, put an end to the stage scenes and put them all in Guantanamo together so they can't, you know, if they hate America so much, and they do because they've been trying to destroy it for years, get them out of the country. Put them in Gitmo. They hate America so much, make them leave. And cut off their funding. Trump's doing an awesome job on that. He signed these executive orders to where if someone's guilty of abusing humans, they can have all their assets frozen. And so that pretty much makes up for the entire libtardness party, because all they want to do is destroy humans. They're all knee-deep in pedophilia and drugs and murder and you know? Gitmo is the perfect place for all of them. And so I always said, Redless Roundups would begin at the very top. You know, everyone always assumes it would be the big mouths, it would be the Christians. No, they're going to eat their own first. Because when the new party comes in, the new regime comes in, they don't want to deal with the people who brought them in, got them there, turning around and working against them, and then working against them, you know. So that's the thanks, and that's the appreciation they get. You round up everyone who made it happen, and you get rid of them, and you fill up all the positions with your own kind, your own people. And so that's what this regime is going to do, because Satan hates humans. He goads them along. You know, he appears to them at their little satanic meetings as a human. He typically appears as a blonde, handsome man. That's what he likes. He's the blonde hair, blue eyes, handsome, athletic, charming. This is what he appears to them as. And so when he eventually comes to Earth and rules through the Antichrist and false prophet, they're going to put their own creatures, per se, in positions around them. And they're already in the positions around them. They've been taking over the banking for years and the top federal agencies. This is what Trump has to work with. This is what he's been cleaning out, because what they did was fill them up with reptilians. And you know, they're going to get rid of the reptilians and put in different alliance in of reptilians. The reptilians are split. There's the bad part, and there's the ones who work with the Greys and the Ashtar Command. They're everywhere. But there's different branches and groups and factions of them. And so, so when they do come in, they're gonna have their own alliance with them, empty out, and brand them as the evil cabal, evil ones. And they are. But they all are. Let's face it. Let's call a spade a spade. They all are. People just aren't onto them yet. You know, you listen to these New Agers, and they all think Maitreya and Germain and Sananda and humanitarian projects. It's all of the Lord, you know. And, you know, why do people always bring the Lord into everything? Does that justify something? Is that supposed to make something sound more legit? You know, when people start calling on the name of the Lord, that he has to be involved with humanitarian projects, and this is going to be a Christian project, and we're going to do this and that. And seriously, if you knew anything about Bible prophecy, you wouldn't waste your time on it. They don't know Bible prophecy. They're not keeping in tune with anything. I just get tired of all the garbage. And so, but that's my job, to announce it and expose it and reveal it. And so, you know, I was just looking at a thing, and it said 9 other countries now, Guatemala and, you know, those kinds of countries. Not Europe and the big ones. The small countries of part of the UN, of people who sided with the United States to move their embassy to Jerusalem, are considering moving their embassies to Jerusalem. And so, you know, Europe just drops the bomb on that. They show how apostate they've become, because that's Bible prophecy, that in the end days Jerusalem's going to be the focal point. You know, one of the original plans was to internationalize the city of Jerusalem. Instead of solely being Jews and Arabs, it would just become an international city. And, you know, in the last days, the focal point is on Jerusalem. That is where world power will shift, to Jerusalem. Because all the other countries, you know, are destroyed, are under chaos. And so eventually it's going to happen. It's just, you know, maybe the sleeping dead need to wake up a little bit, because the reptilians in charge aren't understanding Bible prophecy. They're always trying to make it happen. So how do they skip the boat on this one? How do they screw this one up? I mean, they're always trying to make the Russian-American War come out, World War III, and that's a total misinterpretation of Bible prophecy. That doesn't happen. That does not happen this side of the millennial reign. And so you heard me screaming about how they're always trying to make this war happen because it's prophesied, but they're misinterpreting prophecy. It doesn't happen right now. It doesn't happen within the next 1,000 years. It's later, way down the road. And so, maybe they will turn their attention. Let me guide them a little bit. Jerusalem will be the focal point. The Vatican already owns the land of Jerusalem. And Russia even owns real estate there. Everybody has deeds there and real estate. So it truly is an international city. It doesn't really just belong to the Jews. And I posted a video on just random street people, some guy going through taking interviews of random Jews throughout Israel on what Jesus means to them. And the biggest thing amongst all of them was he's not part of our culture. he's the Christian Messiah. He's not part of our culture. You know, and he's not. Because the Jews in Israel, first of all, they're not truly bloodline Israelites. They're Turkish Jews. They speak Hasidic, which is a Turkish language. It's not Jewish, not Hebrew. They follow the Talmud. A lot of them are just plain atheists now, which typically happens when you introduce Satanism into a society. They don't want to adopt your Satanism and just go atheist. They go the other way. And it's typically what's happening over there. Same thing that happens in China. And then you'll have a small branch that will embrace Yahushua, Jesus as Savior. And they're the ones who are looked down on and persecuted. It happens in China, and it happens in Israel. They say that they follow Moses. Well, hello, so do the Christians. The one I had to laugh at, because the one said, oh, Christianity was started by Paul. Boy, did he get that right. You know, I've been screaming about that one for years. Yahushua never started a religion. He never started the Protestants. That was all Paul and the Catholic Church. When you embraced Yahushua, the 12 apostles, you were embracing Judaism. You were not starting a branch of Christianity that ignored everything Yahushua taught while he was on earth. You know, keeping the feasts and appointed times. We were to become Jewish, not becoming this brand of Protestant called Christianity. Christians were to become Jewish. And you've seen what happened the last 2,000 years with that. Paul took over and just let everybody off the left path. And so, anyway. And that's why I was screaming. Why are the churches pumping all these millions into Israel when they hate Yahushua? In their own Talmud, it says, Jesus is burning in hot excrement in hell. And so is his mother. This is the Talmud. This is the book they worship. This is their view of Jesus and Yahushua. But regardless of their satanic views, Jerusalem will become the single point, prophetic point of the last days. And so Trump is on the right path and making it the focal point, moving the United States Embassy into Jerusalem. The other countries that follow and the other apostate ones that will wake up and get in the program will probably eventually follow as well. Rome, you're not going to exist. The Vatican's going to be blown up. The United States is going to be on fire and destroyed and blown up. Europe, pretty much the same thing. Jerusalem's going to be like the last city standing when all is said and done. And so that's why it will be the focal point. And it's also where the second coming of Jesus occurs. It happens in Jerusalem. Doesn't happen at the White House. It doesn't happen at the Vatican. It happens in Jerusalem. And Satan will rule the world from Jerusalem because the Vatican will be blown up. I hope it's America that blows up the Vatican. Go Trump, you know? You really want to drain the swamp? There's your ticket. There's the biggest swamp of them all, the Vatican. You know, you take down the pedophile networks and you start at a point, which is good. You have to start somewhere. But let's, you know, when you keep going and going and going, you have to get to the top. That's the whole point, right? And the very top of pedophilia and human cannibalism and satanic sacrifices is the royal family in Europe and the Vatican. The Vatican and the royal family. That's the very top. And from those two, we have their control over most of America. The NSA, the CIA, the FBI, the federal agencies, all owned by Europe, not the American people. And this is what Trump is trying to do. He's trying to sever the reptiles' hands out of America and give it back, give America back to Americans. That's what he's trying to do. And that's why they hate him. The reptiles are fighting back. Of course, they call him the deep state. But it's the reptiles. That's what the queen is. That's what the pope is. The reptiles. It's us against them. It's a human war versus creatures, versus the aliens. It's us against them. And so he starts his war with indictments against reptiles. Hey, gets rid of the characters. Let's end the characters. The facade that, oh, this is a human. Not a human. They just take over human bodies. We're going to dump them on Gitmo, get them out of good riddance, out of sight, out of mind. They can't use their money to influence people anymore. And I think what they're worried about is the libtards protesting in the streets, but they seem to forget that the only reason the libtards are protesting to begin with on anything is because Soros was paying them to. People aren't going to go out in zero-degree weather and hold and protest without being paid for it. So without Soros money backing it, without Hillary's guns and money backing everything, you're not going to have your protest. I think you can relax. Because most of America agrees with what's going on, cleaning the swamp. You know? And the others just want attention. You shut down, take federal loans away from Berkeley and all the universities that want to push their communism and libtardness on everybody else. And you don't have your protesters anymore because those kids aren't going to school for free. They can't pay for it themselves. They'll go back to their mother's couches and basements. The end. They don't have Soros money to spend. They don't have federal money to spend. The end. I don't think the protests are going to be whoever's selling you down the river that there's going to be these huge protests if you arrest Hillary. No, there's probably going to be parades in the streets. There's not going to be protests. There's going to be parades. And especially with like Obama taking him down. And I have not heard once the name of Valerie Jarrett. You've heard Susan Rice. Susan Rice has had her nose, hand, and big butt in every scandal. Indeed, every year of Obama's presidency, Susan Rice was involved with. And Susan was even just Valerie Jarrett's puppet. Valerie Jarrett ran the White House, and Hillary ran it from the State Department. And not once have I heard Valerie Jarrett's name. Not once. Come on, guys. Do you want me to spell it out for you? Valerie, Hillary. Obama didn't do anything for 8 years, and once he was kicked out of the office and everybody attributes everything to him, he was arming ISIS, but it was Hillary's job. It was Hillary. They brought Obama literally into the boardroom where they were seeing this go down in Libya, and he sat down and watched it. He had
90 seconds.
He had no idea. They called him in to watch it. Not that I'm trying to vindicate him. I'm just saying he wasn't always aware of anything going on. Anyway, I'm out of time. So don't forget to support your favorite ministry on the planet, folks. Go to SherryShriner.com and click on the donate page. Go to Patreon.com/SherryShriner and sign up as a supporter with me on this planet. Until Friday, everybody.
60 seconds.
Until Friday. God bless.